Here's Susan. All right, you're God.
I am.
I'm in fear. I need to get to you. I'm in separation, fear. I need to get to you. You are love. If you recall this Indiana Jones movie where he was standing and getting ready to step out, and it looked like there was nothing but a chasm below.
Right.
And when he stepped out, what happened?
There was a bridge that appeared before him that he couldn't see
until he did what? Until he stepped. It was there all the time. The Holy Spirit is what? The bridge to God, which is love. Okay, so I want to get to love, right? There she is, right? So I can't get to her without the bridge. And if you think you're going to get to enlightenment without using Holy Spirit, the Course is saying, sorry, you will not get there on your own. Your ego, separated self, sitting in the chair, will not take you to the next level of consciousness and being in existence. We need to get that understood. You have gone as far as you can go on your spiritual path, figuring it out by your own wits. Can't go no further. But I want to get to her. So the Holy Spirit is my loving right mind. The Course in Miracles says the Holy Spirit is your loving, in other words, my sane mind is the way I get to Susan, who is love. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is the what? Bridge. So when you say, I'm praying to the Holy Spirit, you're really praying to the link between you and what you want. Right? I need you to hand me a glass of water. Then I say, hand me the glass of water. Then you give me the glass of water. You know, since you were the bridge between me and getting the glass of water. So if you want to get to what you want, which is love, right? That's why the Course says, read me slowly. Notice I'm taking it real slow, and it's deadly when it's real slow, right? The bridge is the Holy Spirit is the bridge to God. So when you pray to the Holy Spirit, you're praying to the bridge. Mm-hmm. You're praying to the bridge. Now, that's I like to use these substitute words because they take away a lot of my resistance and programming from the past about certain terms. Like if I say Holy Spirit, it plugs into a lot of my previous programming. But if I say bridge to God, bridge to love, right now I want to ask the bridge to love to help me look at this situation differently. Now, how do you make the bridge? How do I make the bridge to her? It says it's made from your willingness. Okay, if I want to get to her, number one, I have to be what? Willing. If I want to get to the truth, I have to be what? If I want to forgive you, I have to be willing. If I want to have abundance, I have to be willing, right? Now, then it goes on to tell you what kind of willingness you need. So see, the ego says, well, I don't have willingness, but what kind of willingness? What do you mean by willingness? Is it old willingness, new willingness, the willingness from the past, the willingness from another book, the willingness from... What do you mean by willingness? Did y'all hear all the willingness questions? The willingness, willingness, okay. I'm going to link with her through my willingness to unite with her. So I'm going to unite with God through my willingness to unite with it. I'm going to unite with love through my willingness to unite with it. I'm going to unite with abundance through my willingness to unite with it. He says, so check this out. He said, the Holy Spirit is the bridge to God made from your willingness to unite with God. And the bridge is created by God's joy in union with me. So what creates the bridge? My willingness to unite with Susan and Susan's joy in uniting with me. Because if I want to get over to Susan and Susan's got a restraining order, it's not going to work. Right? I've got to. So the Course is saying to us, your willingness to unite with God will bring you to love, but you need to also realize that your Creator has incredible joy in union with you. That what, in other words, what I want wants me. That's my rule for my relationships and my personal life now. What I want, what wants me. I used to just want what I wanted, whether it wanted me or not. And then I'd convince it to want me. and I tried to get really cute so it could want me. Went to the store just the other day to get something for my bait. Right? We go fishing. We go fishing on most weekends. I'm going to get my bait looking really good so I can catch another fish. And then you mess around, you know, and catch a stingray.
Some of us are caught stingrays, right? Yeah, you was. I mean, your bait got caught by the wrong fish. You know what I'm saying?
So that's what the course is saying to us, that the Holy Spirit is the bridge to God, made from your willingness to unite with God and created by God's joy and union with you. The journey that seemed endless is almost complete. Be with that. This journey that you've been on your spiritual path that seems endless is almost over. Have you ever thought you would actually succeed? I became such a seeker that the idea of finding never really occurred to me. Y'all know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we're professional seekers, you know. And so when the Course says something like the journey that seemed endless is almost complete, for what is endless is very near. So in other words, you are moving from the temporary to the permanent. You know, you're close to the love that never ends. You're close to the abundance that never ends. You're close to everything that never ends. He says, you have almost recognized it. Sounds like he's talking about somebody else sometime, doesn't it? Really?
That better Course in Miracles.
Yeah, that better. That other Course in Miracles student. Surely. She's almost recognized it. I haven't quite recognized it. Now, turn with me, and me is Jesus, or you could say your higher self or your inner teacher. It says, turn with me or love. Turn with me how? Firmly. Away. From all illusions. That's all false ideas, all fears, now. Now, then the man says, well, how do I turn away from all false ideas? Did y'all, anybody hear that? Anybody hear that voice?
How do I do that?
I'm going to have two chairs of my head. One for me and one for the part of me that don't know anything. That asks endless questions. But it has only one little problem with the part of me that asks endless questions. It never perceives meaningful answers. You notice that? That there's a part of you that asks questions but never can perceive the answer when you get it. It just asks another question. Right. So the core, well, here's how you do it. Let nothing stand in the way of the truth. It means if you got a choice between seeing it as hate and anger and depression based on today's lesson, what would you see it as? Fear. What else? If it's you angered, depressed, upset.
Call for help.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What is it? What is it, language students? All right. Talk to Mr. Purdy now. What is it? It's a call for help. Okay. That is turning firmly away from illusions. It's when you're willing to apply the truth you've learned in place of what you would normally say or do. That's it. That's it. It's where you would say, this is somebody trying to attack me. You would go, this is somebody that's calling for help. That's letting nothing stand in the way of truth. Instead of saying you're broke and you'll never be prosperous, you would say, this is my call for abundance. Right now when I look at my bank account, I'm seeing a ceaseless call for help from me to my Creator. And then you go out and do whatever needs to be done at the level of the world that your inner self would tell you to do. And it might tell you to go apply for a job, or it might tell you to go meditate. You see what I mean? But call it what it is before you do your fix-it thing. Tell the truth about it first. And then go within. Listen to what your heart says. And then move out from there. But tell the truth about it first. My relationship with my husband, boyfriend, or boss is a call for help ceaselessly arising from me to my Creator. Okay, what should I do with my boss? How should I see my boss? What should I say to my boss? Go within after you tell the truth and see what happens. You'll be amazed. We will take the last useless journey, I like this, away from truth together, and then together we go straight to God and joyous call to God's call for God's completion. If special relationships, and qualify this, if special relationships of fear of any kind would hinder God's completion, can they have value to you? In other words, can any relationship that hinders the completion of love, which is God, for you, is any relationship.